When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live.
Why don't we see you?
Why don't you see me? I'm saving it. What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
You're not all living in a dream right now. This is real life. We are doing an emergency podcast right now. Guys.
Emergency.
This is the one podcast that is doing an emergency episode for no reason at all. Well, for no Knicks reason. There are some good reasons.
Craig, now that you turned on your Zoom camera and we can see you, may I ask you why you are topless?
Well, you know.
To get you in the mood for this, for what we're doing
Because of what we're doing. Have you seen the photos of these women that we're going to be talking about?
Well, you're only topless,
they don't look
right?
like you.
I just wanted to get in the mood.
Wow.
You said they're thick. I'm thick. Well, who said that? Blandy said that.
I said that.
I think we should all take our shirts off if we're going to really reenact the Zion, Mariah, and who else? Concrete Rose.
Concrete Rose. Mm.
And Blandy has a bathroom story that he could not wait all off season to tell. So we are here.
Well, that's not true.
For this emergency. Wait. You can't wait?
I texted you guys just days ago and said I had a good one if we had a show,
You were like, too bad we're not doing a show.
It was a good one. It's an embarrassing one. So I think
good. All right.
It.
Well, I think everyone wants to hear it.
Okay.
Then everyone can go back to their Knicks Film School podcast talking about whatever the fuck everyone's talking about right now. Everyone's still going.
I know. I don't understand. Dame Lillard, Zach LaVine.
How is everyone doing this?
I think they spent about 5 hours the other day talking about Zach LaVine.
Why?
I don't know.
The wake of the Julius Randle surgery.
Oh, the surgery. Oh, then everyone, he was injured. You go, oh, we're giving him too hard a time. And then the other side was like, fuck that.
You don't think
cares?
We could spend an hour and a half on that?
Talk about the same stuff. It's a vicious cycle. All right, let's get into it. BetOnline is your number one source for all your championship final info. Stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and the latest matchup reports for this year's NBA and Stanley Cup final. BetOnline is your sports intel headquarters this season. Should I put my shirt on? Is this weird?
I'm fine with it.
It's entirely up to you. Okay. I don't mind. As long as everything else is covered, then we're good.
Just don't stand up.
Well, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen because we're going to read some pretty hot messages. From basketball and hockey to MLB, UFC, and boxing. Is anyone going to listen to this for real?
Why wouldn't they?
Of course.
Wouldn't they be off right now with one of us half naked?
They're not watching.
It's not on
it.
YouTube.
No, they're listening true. To us.
You think they want us? You want to hear us read hot tweets? They're not hot. They're just funny.
It's just
Why
funny.
Am I saying hot tweets? Hot tweets. Ah, fuck this ad. It's the fastest and easy way to get all your betting info. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. You can get 50% off your welcome bonus if you do what? BLEAV, Barry? Is that right?
That sounds right.
That sounds about right. So are we telling the bathroom story first?
No.
Are we going right into Zion news?
Yeah, I guess I should get the
breaking
kill
news
the
music here.
And you don't want to kill the mood with the shit story.
Yeah, we'll save shit story for
the end. Oh, it's not.
We'll
cool off.
That'll
actually
be our cold shower.
No, I won't be talking about that at all. So don't worry about that.
We'll be talking about what?
There's no actual shit involved in the story.
Oh, it's a bathroom story.
Yeah, it's just a bathroom story that I think you guys will appreciate.
So breaking news with Blanderson Hooper. Blanderson, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about what's going on with Zion while I get dressed?
Because I am getting cold. I guess a few days ago, Zion announced that he was having a baby with this woman, Akima, who's like 6 or 7 years older than him, already has a child, a 6-year-old boy with somebody else. They did like a gender reveal video that they put up on her YouTube channel. They're having a girl, by the way, a little girl.
Zion and Akima, were they together for the gender reveal?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. There's a video of the gender reveal, you know, this big elaborate thing. Having
is that
a baby
Concrete
girl.
Rose?
Yes.
Yes. That is Concrete Rose on Twitter.
And is that, why is her name Concrete Rose?
I don't know.
Is she a porn
roses?
Star?
She's a stripper.
Yeah.
She's a stripper. All right.
From the Dallas area.
Okay. Although she may be in Atlanta now.
No.
Well, if you look at the most recent tweets that have been sent out, I think she might be. And I guess, you know, people were excited for him. Everybody except apparently Miss Mariah Mills, who I guess is a porn star. Yes, Barry?
Yes. Or at least
she has an OnlyFans. And I guess she's been with Zion too, and she knew nothing about Concrete Rose, and it just all came out today on Twitter, just in a steady stream of tweets and photos.
Today and yesterday, right?
No, the tweets from her started this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we got, there's like a tweet from yesterday, but I don't know if that's what it's about. It starts with the jokes write themselves at this point.
Probably. Let me tell you, do you scroll back to Mariah's tweets before yesterday?
Okay. Yeah, I've seen them.
Well, basically every day she just writes free and then has a link to her OnlyFans.
Right.
Free.
Why we ain't fuck yet.
Yeah. June 3rd, you hungry? Here's a titty.
Yeah.
June 4th, free. June
Quickie.
4th, my pussy wet. June 4th again, free.
Don't forget the one that says, do you eat ass? There's that one.
Do you eat ass with a money symbol instead of the S's?
Yep.
I'm really her. And then yesterday it started to shift a little. Right? The jokes write themselves at this point. Ratchet/basic and then like a throwing up face.
Yep.
She must have given it. Today. She must have given it a day, you know, to think about: do I really want to take him down and go at him and expose him for the seed planting, you know, NBA player that he is?
And then she started tweeting out photos of messages that Zion sent her. Blandy, can you get some music playing for this?
I can. Here we go.
Who's going to be Zion? I think Blandy has to be Zion.
You want me to be Zion?
Can you be Zion? Have you been practicing the way he speaks?
I've been eating a lot recently, so...
There you go. Well, you're off to a great start.
Put on some pounds, so, you know.
Barry just did a heavy swallow. Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm fine.
Will it be bad if Blandy...
I'm just going to read what he reads. I'm not going to try and sound like him. That I think we could get into some trouble.
Yeah, that's what I was a little nervous about.
Why,
that's
how can you get in trouble for trying swallow. To sound like? How can you get in trouble trying to sound like Zion?
I don't know.
He doesn't really have any type of
accent.
We
could get in trouble just for having this conversation. So let's go.
Zion. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to just
want you to pretend like you're
his picture. We're just going to
we're going to freewheel it. No one's going to even listen to this show. All right.
So I think they might.
They're all listening to Nick's Film School and Zach Levine talk.
Oh, well, first off, if you look at this very first picture, it says at the top, Zion saved two videos you sent. So I don't know what she's sending them, but yeah.
Oh, you know what she's sending him.
No.
I'm looking at, you're not looking at Mariah's full Twitter page?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the very first tweet she sent out today.
Yeah.
The first one I have is a picture of a message he sent.
Yeah.
And she writes, congrats, Zion Williamson, happy for you.
Right. Yeah. And at the
top. But if you look at the picture that she tweeted, it says, Zion saved two videos you sent.
Well, she sent a video of herself in some jeans.
What?
Yeah.
I see that.
Craig.
Do you see where it says Zion Williamson, Craig?
And then it says today?
Oh, yeah. Zion saved two videos you sent. Yeah,
there you go.
All right. Here we go. Who am I talking to? Which one of you? Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
Both of us. Fucking threesome. Both of
you? Look at him. Yeah. Look at him. Don't look at
me. Who cares? Nobody, the audience doesn't care. They can't see who you're looking at. I'm about to do it if you don't get started.
Love you in these jeans. And I'm going to FT you in a little bit.
What is that?
So we can talk about you moving.
What is
FaceTime,
FT?
I assume.
FaceTime.
Oh.
FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
But it does sound like it should be something dirty. Way dirtier.
Right, it does. But I didn't want to say FaceTime because it doesn't say that. I wanted to go, I'm going to FT you in a little bit. So we can talk about you moving.
And then I guess there are some tweets here about him saying he wants to fly her out.
I want to fly you whenever I'm at. 4 days, you sexy ASF.
Not wherever yet, but whenever yet.
Whenever I'm at. What did I say?
Wait, I want to fly you whenever I'm at.
I'm correcting Zion, not you.
Oh.
Whenever I'm at. You sexy. This is the most action Zion's had in years, on or off the court.
Sexy ASF. Mm. Three licky face emojis, you know?
That means he's hungry. He's hungry. Is that... Do you call that a licky face emoji?
Well, he's got his tongue out. He's like licking his face, licking his lips.
That's the yum emoji,
ready to
isn't
eat.
Mm. All right. I don't know what... Bet. I don't know what that means, but... I don't have a girlfriend. But if I move you to New Orleans... Would you be cool with be like my official, I don't know, redacted, I guess we could say that?
Bitch,
just asking.
Maybe?
So I can how to go about the situation with respect. Right. I'm reading it the way it says it, Barry.
Right.
I know it means I know.
I gotta show up when I know what something means.
Just asking so I can how to go about the situation with respect.
Wow.
And then it looks like he followed that up with, when you move... How much do you expect me to pay you a month? But I'm super excited.
So he was asking her what she thinks she should get paid a month when she moves out there?
Yeah, but for what? He's going to pay her for what? Just because she's moving?
Well, what? She's not
I guess that's what you do?
Yeah, she's not just giving that ass for nothing.
Can you imagine having money like that? That he's just going to fly some chick out and he's going to pay her just for being there?
Well, look, he's probably paying her just to subscribe to her OnlyFans, number one. He's buying her shit whenever they're together, and he's fucking her.
Yeah, but he has to pay her to be with him?
Well, maybe he's going to say, he's telling her
Zion
to give up
Williamson?
Her job, whatever job she has, wherever she is, and he's going to move her to where he is. Isn't he obligated to give her some type of income to leave her life?
Is he obligated?
I don't know if he's obligated.
He is now.
I mean, but she's sexy ASF, man, so that's all that matters. You see what she looks like in those jeans?
Mm. Do you see this one? I let you fuck me so many times without a condom.
Wait, you gotta go through all of them.
Are you gonna read through all of them? How long do you want to be here? Can you pick
out
that many?
No, I read all of his. His are done, but like hers, like you gotta...
All right, so Barry's gonna be Mariah.
Better pray I'm not pregnant too, because I'm definitely late, Zion Williamson. I was with you last week in New Orleans, and you couldn't tell me you had a random thought pregnant after all I've done for you?
What's thought?
That hoe over there.
Oh, very good.
Thanks. I know my. I work in a school.
Would you have to look that up? Really?
No, I know that stuff.
That hoe over there.
Wow.
I let you fuck me so many times without. Are you going to clip this?
What?
Are you going to clip this, Blandy?
Just do it.
This is
going to
get me in trouble, Craig, on future episodes.
That's okay.
He's going to isolate this shit. I let you fuck me so many times without a condom. And this is what you do to me, a hood rat that does CPN?
What's CPN, Blandy?
That I don't know.
A hood rat that does... Google Barry, that.
You didn't read. You didn't say the two puke emojis or the crying emojis. Like, you got to put that shit in there. It's not authentic unless you do.
I'm finding that it's CPN is a credit privacy number.
I don't
believe
that
that's what she meant.
There's no way. Wonder if like CPN meaning slang. No.
Next one, Barry, is she's really going all over the place. You putting my life in danger, fucking all these hoes raw. And then five crying emojis.
That's a lot of crying emojis.
She's crying now.
I warned you about trapping type hoes, Zion, and you didn't listen to me. I know the game. Fuck you, and congrats again. Huh. The bill was too high, so you had to scrap for crumbs when you couldn't see me or I was busy. So she warned him. She said that, you know, there's girls out there that are going to try to get you to impregnate them so that you'd be on the line.
Oh.
She warned him.
I found CPN on Urban Dictionary. It's not anything that we want to repeat.
Really? Oh, is the N word?
Yeah. Yeah, it's what it looks like.
And then
yeah.
What's the CP?
Well, it looks like there's a couple. It's one of them says certified packed.
Okay.
Basically, a black gentleman who's really good at fucking. So, I don't know. All right. Okay. What about those hoes?
Couldn't even impregnate
it's interesting
a real
because
porn
it's
star.
Interesting because there's all these... She's calling all these women hoes. But then she's moving out and he's got to pay her a salary.
Barry, don't skip the I warned you one.
I said I read that one already.
You did?
Yeah.
Why are we doing... Should we be doing this show right now? This feels like not even a show. You think this would be enjoyable for people, Barry?
I mean...
It's just us talking.
Only if they're diehards and miss us.
I mean, we're going to leave all this in. I mean, questioning this, whatever.
Why not?
Just seems
this
like
is why
a
people
lot.
Listen.
Is it? All right, Barry. What? I'm surprised we want to read through all of them, but...
I motivated you to get back in shape. I let you fuck me all kinds of ways and film me on your phone, Zion.
Shit.
And you impregnate a low-budget porn star? DNA tester, I'm done.
Shit. Holy fuck. All kinds of ways. I wonder what kinds of ways we're talking about. So all
can
that
I,
time
I'm
we no, thought
I'm
he...
going to skip around, but Barry, you can stay on track. Yeah. I let you spit in my mouth last week and we fucked you. We fucked. You could have told me you had another whore pregnant. How is that going to work moving us both to New Orleans? You think I would have found out Zion Williamson? She let him spit in her mouth.
Wow.
Which is something you only do to people that you truly love. Right?
I've seen that
in their mouth.
Porn, but I never thought that was like a real thing that real people actually do.
Oh, if you truly love someone, you spit in their fucking mouth.
I mean.
Every day when I leave the house for work, I spit in my entire family's mouth. Mouths. Yep.
Open
and
up.
Your kids, wife. I will spit in your mouth and then I will leave. It is the ultimate sign of respect, is it not, Barry? All right, Barry, are you backing up a couple?
No, I'm getting lost in the tweets, Craig.
Look at this one about LeBron. Do you see the one about LeBron?
What? Is that new?
I told you was gonna be, it's hard reading these. I told you was gonna be the next king next to LeBron. I motivated you. UBM is the reason you gained weight. She toxic. I hate this for you that honestly, Zion. Use a fucking period, Mariah. I hate this for you that honestly, Zion Williamson, you hurt me with this one. I couldn't sleep last night.
Bunch of crying
Seven
emojis.
Seven crying emojis in that.
Now, the BM, is that stand for bowel movement?
I told you so. Was going to be the next king next to LeBron. I motivated you. You bowel movement is the reason you gained.
No, no, try Big Mac. Try Big Mac, Craig.
It's
I think
baby
Big Mac
mama.
Works.
It's baby
no, no, Big Mac is the reason you gained weight.
that makes more sense, but
what about you,
it's
big
baby
motherfucker?
Mama. It's definitely baby mama.
You baby mama, yeah.
You baby mama is the reason you gained weight. She toxic.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Jesus. You let that hoe finesse you. That's why I'm angry. She's 29 with an adult child already.
She's got a 6-year-old kid, an adult child. Fuck. The fuck's an adult child?
How big is a 6-year-old?
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I know what comes with being a basketball player, girl. I know there will be other women, but didn't expect you to get these hoes pregnant. What is she expects this to happen?
Well, of course.
But she's still mad.
Yep. Yeah. How old is Zion? 23?
22, I think.
I don't really understand, because if they had a gender reveal, that sounds like a relationship.
Well, that's why Mariah seems so pissed.
So isn't Mariah the hoe in this?
I don't know. I would prefer not to use that, you know, to call either one of them that, because who knows? I don't know.
Well, apparently she believes that, you know, she was the one with the connection with Zion.
Yeah. So she's fucking...
That he ended up
he's
impregnating
fucking multiple women.
Oh, yeah. But who knows how many of them there are out there in the Dallas area?
I mean, listen, if I was her, I mean, and he was spitting in my mouth, like, would you expect that he's spitting in other chicks' mouths, too? Like, she probably figured, I'm the one.
What's this about DNA?
She wants to see the DNA to make sure that it's actually his baby, making sure he's not trapped.
Oh, she's protecting him. Don't call my phone, Zion. You lost me for good until I see DNA. I'm done. She doesn't want to talk to him until she sees the DNA of his baby? Does that make sense to you? But once she sees the DNA that is actually his, she'll forgive him?
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? None of this shit makes any sense.
Why be a low-budget baby mom when you can be the kept girlfriend? I don't know what any of this means, Blandy. What does she want to be? Who's the girlfriend?
I don't know.
You need a baby to get a bag. I get it. True. Just because we're not on the same level. Who needs a baby? Concrete Rose?
Yeah, she needs a baby to get that bag.
Mariah doesn't need a baby. She just has to move out there. She gets the bag.
That's right. She gets the bag just for moving out there.
Now, stupid. Besides, hoe. Like, the pictures of Zion with his arms around this concrete rose at, like, the baby unveiling, is there any wording that suggests that they're a couple? Like, does she say, I love you, Zion, or you're going to be the best dad, or anything like that? Or is it only them posing together in pics? Like,
here
is she
go. My baby,
at any
you're going to see this at some point, he says in the video. I don't know what the future holds, but mommy and daddy love you. If you don't know nothing else in this world, know that mommy and daddy love you for life.
And don't ask questions about Auntie Mariah.
This is an interesting one. And Barry, I think you'll be into this because I know you like these waist beads. I started getting knotless braids because that's all you wanted me to wear, Zion Williamson. And waist beads. Now it all makes sense. I hate it here. She's mad because she was wearing waist beads. What is that? Just the
Is that like that like necklace that goes around your waist?
He likes those waist beads. Men actually like those?
I guess he does.
Blandy, do you like those waist beads?
I'm good. No.
Yeah, I'm okay with them.
You're okay with them? Or you like? Would you
it
ask
hugs,
someone to wear
it hugs
them?
One of my favorite parts of the woman's body, which is like where that pelvic bone kind of just pokes out just of the like, skin a little bit.
I feel like this is just way too much.
Did you like the one where it's weird? She's going back and forth because, like, then there's the one where she says they're going to be sister wives together. You see that one?
Yeah.
That's the one with the clown.
Yeah, yeah. She definitely goes
sister wives now. Get
with
or get lost, but I'm going to get more always. He don't play about me when it comes to spoiling. I'm his princess. You a burnt out baby mom. Oof.
Wow. Yeah. I deleted the video of the photographer pouring honey in my mouth because you told me you felt disrespected. And I comment on Twitter to see you trending with a thought being pregnant and you kissed that hoe. Zion, why you hurt me like this? Why you did this to your butterfly?
That's a good question. Then it's apparently it's getting threatening. There's a couple of texts there where she's making it seem like somebody's threatening her now.
What you won't do is threaten my pregnant cousin, that one?
Yeah. Apparently that's a threat that she's getting.
This was not supposed to be the thing that tarnished Zion. It was supposed to be the injury-prone...
Fat.
Fat guy that couldn't stay on the court. And it does this outshine that now? I mean, it might be hard to judge because it's so, you know, current. Like, it's like we're in it right now. Like, when you're removed from this, I wonder what's going to be the bigger thing. Is this all going to blow over and be forgotten? Like, no big deal because it fucking happens all the time.
Well, maybe all the stress from this shit will help him drop some pounds, you know?
That's true.
Who knows?
Is there any real problem here? It's just that Mariah is...
It's just that it's being, you know, it's being called out, like, where we're able to witness. Usually this happens behind closed doors,
behind closed doors.
She'd be texting him or calling him or leaving him voicemails. Like, how can you do this? The fact that it's public is, you know, it's a soap opera and it's entertaining. But, I mean, it's just crazy. The fact, you know, that 2019 draft class, and you look at number one Zion and number two Ja and all the shit that's going
on
with them, all of a sudden RJ Barrett looks like the fucking steal of the draft.
I mean,
I wouldn't go that far. No one's calling him the steal of the draft.
No, but he's not waving any toy guns or real guns.
Are the Knicks lucky?
Did you see that tweet today?
Are the Knicks lucky they dropped the three?
Did you see RJ Barrett is trending?
Is it because
he's in the one tweet where they mention like the top five picks or something, and then they say the whole draft, the whole 2019 draft class is cooked, including him.
Yeah. Who is it? It's Jared Culver, right? Is the other one, and then a few other people.
I'd still rather have drafted Ja and his gun problems than have RJ. And if you don't agree with that, you're fucking lying.
At least he's not spinning anybody's mouth, you know?
You wouldn't
and
rather
if he
have
is,
Ja.
It's not getting out there on Twitter.
You wouldn't rather have Ja for 40 games a year and suspended for the other 40 than have RJ? I would.
No, I
would rather
know.
Have Ja and he takes out a gun once a year. We lose him for half a season.
No. I like I where would. The Knicks are at right now.
I'd rather have a gun-toting Ja. I would.
I like my team.
What do you think your wife would say to you if you asked to spit in her mouth? During sex.
Yes, King.
I'll bring that up the next time we go out to dinner or something. I'll see what she says.
I asked my wife for a glass of water and she says, fuck you. So I'm pretty sure. Jesus
Christ. Ah. I mean, my God. And why some dude pouring honey in her mouth? What's that all about?
For sure, they were trying to emulate something else.
Yep. My God. I mean, jeez. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I never realized.
I
never realized that
music. What?
I never realized that the big tattoo on Zion's back were actually like instructions.
What does it say?
Mount Zion.
Oh, how long was Barry working on that? Are we all hear that music? It is time for Blandy's shit story.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry. Bathroom
You're misrepresenting
story. Oh, now Barry's.
I'm going to tweet that shit.
I think you should do the Big Mac one, too. You ready for my story, Barry, or are you too busy doing this?
No, I'm ready for your story. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. So,
this better be good. We came on for this. But you know, if this is not good, you're going to hear about it.
It's an embarrassing one, and I think you'll appreciate it. I think you guys will enjoy. So, you know, I have my regular intervals throughout the day where I have to use the bathroom at school.
What are they?
Right before school, period 2, and then period 7.
Okay. Wow. You go no matter what, or you have to go?
I go no matter what, just in case, because of my OCD. So it's just the way it works. So I go up to use one by the main office. And, you know, it's getting hotter now. And so things get sticky, you know? You're in the bathroom, you're working, you get hot and everything. Now, I don't know about you, but if you use the bathroom at work, do you line the toilet or no?
No, I don't line the toilet anywhere.
You just sit right on that toilet seat.
I clean it off.
What about you?
I clean it off first.
I clean it and I line it.
I've never used the liner. That's so uncomfortable.
No, I don't. I use toilet paper.
Do you take it off after? Because those fucking assholes who leave it on are disgusting animals.
Of course I take it off. I'm not going to leave it.
Some people leave that shit on there.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's just
if someone left it on there, do you use that or use your own?
Well, that's disgusting, Craig. Come on.
Is it more disgusting to sit on a toilet without the liner or to use someone else's liner?
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's a good question. Barry, do you line the toilet?
No.
Not at all?
Have you ever done that? Because we're real men.
If I was in a porta potty, then yeah, only in a porta potty, dude.
Not at McDonald's.
In a porta potty, you've shat in a porta. What?
Of course, I've shat in a porta potty. I've shat in many porta potties.
That's disgusting. Really?
Yeah, dude. I used to
you shat at Woodstock, right?
Yeah,
that's what I said. But you.
But besides,
if I had to shit in a porta potty, there's no way my ass would make contact with it.
No.
So I used to, you know, when I used to race bicycles, these races were early in the morning. And I don't know if it was like a nervous thing, but I'd always end up having to take a shit right before the race. And at some of these race events, they only had a porta potty.
There's an easy solution to that. Don't fucking race bicycles then. If every time before
every time it fucking happened.
All right. So here's the story. So basically I use the bathroom or whatever. I finish up, I wash my hands, and I'm walking through the halls and everything. And it's weird, like, my leg is wet, my right leg. And I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, I feel back there, and, like, it's wet. Like, my pants are wet. I'm like, how are my pants wet? It doesn't make any sense. But whatever. Okay, I go and I talk to a couple of people. Nothing. I leave those rooms. And then before the bell rings to start the next period, I got to go and just pee really quick because it's another OCD thing where because I'm going to be teaching for a couple of periods, I have to. And I was like, how the hell am I wet? And I go and I stand in front of the mirror and I turn around and what's hanging from the back of my pants? It's not just toilet paper. Okay. Because, you know, like I said, it gets hot, it gets sticky. Sometimes I guess it must have gotten stuck to me. Right. But as it got stuck to me, that longer piece, it must have unfolded and some of it fell into the toilet, the clean toilet. It wasn't like, because the machine flushes a lot when
you
move.
How long was this toilet paper?
I'm going to say it was a good, probably 1.5 to 2 feet long.
Hanging from your backside.
Hanging from the back of my pants. And the whole bottom part of it was soaked because it had fallen into the toilet. And then I walked out with it. I walked down the halls.
And it's on the outside of your pants?
Yes, Barry.
And did people see you in this?
I'm going to assume that some people must have, but nobody said anything to me. So here I am walking through the halls.
You're a fucking crazy old man.
Toilet paper hanging from the back. And it's like, and I was like, that's why I'm wet. Because it was like up against my pants. So it's like I had a tail. It's like I had a toilet paper tail and the whole bottom was soaking wet.
Can you imagine what that looked like?
I must have stood up. It must have like stuck to me, fallen down, you know? And then I walked out, didn't even realize it.
I mean,
I definitely, like I stopped and talked to some kids and then kept walking. So they had to have seen it. There's no way that they could not have.
I mean, wouldn't you hear them laughing or they'd say something?
A tucked in dress shirt. So like, it's not like anything could hide it.
Wow. I hate wet toilet paper.
Well, what? I had it hanging out of my ass, basically.
What do you mean you hate wet toilet paper?
Just don't like it.
But when do you run into wet toilet paper?
Sometimes if you, let's say you have to clean something and there's no paper towels handy or napkins or whatever, and, you're forced to use toilet paper, like not even tissues, and you have to wet it. It's like paper mache. Yeah. It's gross.
I did walk into one person's room at one point. I was talking. I left. That's when I went to the bathroom. And then I came back and I was like, I don't understand. Did you see it and you just wanted me to look like a complete idiot? But they told me they hadn't seen it at all. So
I would guess nobody's seen it.
Deny it.
Well,
you would have, you would have heard it about it from other people.
From who? The kids had to have seen it. They had, there's no way
everyone would be talking about it. If someone saw you with 2 feet of toilet paper hanging from your ass, those dripping wet.
I don't know.
Somebody would, like, people would be laughing. They'd be talking about it.
It's not the first time that I've walked out with toilet paper like that, but it's the first time that it's ever fallen into the toilet and was, like, soaking wet.
Yeah.
That's not something people just see and they're just like, oh, whatever. Right, Barry?
You would you would at least say, dude, you got something on the back of your leg.
A student's going to say that?
Yes. Oh, maybe not a student, but.
I mean, a 12-year-old kid? Probably not. They're not going to want to say something like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
So they probably just keep it to themselves. Maybe they laugh about it with each other. But what are they going to say to me? Uh-huh. Hey, you got wet toilet paper hanging from your butt?
So we came out of the off season for that, and it's a good story. But
it's a good story. Come on.
I had a
would have been great
death.
If I had taught. I had a near death experience.
A near death experience, and I'm not a spiritual person, but I felt like God had a hand in saving.
Did you hear about? Do you know about this, Blandy?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Do you?
Recent or like a long?
Like
time
I had
ago?
To stop. I had to start fucking thinking about the universe and shit. It was crazy.
Today?
No, this was Monday morning of this week. So
what?
This is why
we should be doing a podcast.
When I bring my car in for an oil change, there's a place literally two blocks down from where I work. So it's very convenient for me to just drop the car off over there, walk back to the store, pick it up. I don't have to do it on my day off. I don't have to waste time. It just gets done while I'm working. So I drop it off. It's, you know, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm walking like towards the front door of the establishment to leave. And I like kick a pen. There was like a pen on the floor. So I bend down, I pick up the pen, I walk it back to the counter. Then I walk out the door and I'm crossing the street, you know, on the way back to my shop. And I take a step into the road and a fucking car turns off of the main street onto the side road right in front of me, like speeding, didn't stop at all, and speeds down the road. And dude, if it was like another second later, I would either be dead or in a fucking hospital. And the only thing I could think of, if I didn't fucking reach down and pick up that pen and put it back in the counter in there, I would have been in the middle of the street when that car, with no abandon, like took that turn. It would have taken me out. It was a very, very scary moment. I paused.
Did you go back for the pen? I would
have. Oh, to save it? Because it saved my life? No, it was like a fucking TD Bank pen.
Who cares what kind of pen it was?
So you don't need the pen at that moment. You carry the experience with you. Dude, that block that I walk back to the store, I'm fucking listening to the birds chirping. I'm looking at the fucking clouds. It's like my whole fucking perspective changed.
Wow.
It was a moment.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a silver fucking like 1990 something Camry or Chevy. Yep.
Wow. Well, that puts my toilet paper store to shame real nice.
Yeah. Did you, so you had to like, were you like shaking after?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you work the rest of the day or?
I worked the rest of the day. Yeah. Yeah. What, I would go home, quit my job, I could move to, Budapest or something?
I don't know. Weren't you at? Did you tell people at work?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, dude, I almost just died. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you almost just died. I don't know if you could say you almost just died.
Right. Like, you don't know.
Like, now it would have
been really. It would have been really bad.
Now you're like really.
It would have been really, really bad, dude.
And how close would you say he was to you?
I mean, because again, this is like a main. You know where I work. It's a fucking main road. People are going, you know, 45, 50 Jericho Turnpike, 45, 50 miles an hour, and this person, you know, sometimes you'll slow down to make a turn. This person did not slow down to make a turn. I mean, I didn't fucking see him. I wasn't looking. I didn't see him until they were like fucking right in front of me. That's how fast they were fucking coming.
Did you jump back or you just?
I stopped. You know, I stopped in my tracks. But I could have like reached out and high-fived the fucking bumper.
Did you scream at him?
No. No, I was
Why not?
In shock. Just thankful that I was still standing there on my feet.
This reminds me of that scene in Couples Retreat where Vince Vaughn says he got attacked by a shark. And they're all giving him a hard time, and then he's like, "I know my truth." Kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, I know my truth now. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, this was a very special episode. I feel like I need to bring something, but I don't.
No toilet story. No.
Let me think. You guys talk for a minute while I try to think of something devastating happened to me over the last few weeks. All right,
so, Blandy, you got any thoughts?
No, I do not. No. I don't have any hoes over there. I don't have any hoes over here. I don't have...
There was a Dr. Seuss book. There was a Dr. Seuss book like that.
I don't have any thos. I've got no thoughts. I've got nothing.
There should be like a dirty Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah, hoes over here. Hoes over there. Hoes...
Oh, the thoughts
Zion.
You'll knock up.
Right. Oh, the thoughts you'll knock up.
Thoughts and socks.
I will not fuck you in a box. I will not fuck you.
What?
Something about that.
All right, guys. Until next time.
By the way.
Oh,
the game's over?
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus, we were recording. I forgot about the fucking game. Thanks, Blandy. This was a great
32-21-10 for Jokic.
What was the final score?
109-94.
See, we did talk about basketball. All right, guys.
There you go.
Until next time, it is a hard Knicks life. Good night.
Thanks, bro. Whoa. Thanks for cutting us out.
It is a hard.
I'm not going to say it now.
What? Come on.
I'm not going to say it now.
Come on, Barry. You almost died the other day. Just say.
Yeah, that's right. Don't go to bed angry with one another.
Come on. Just
say. Right? You never do that. You don't do
the
that.
Birds are chirping. Giving you another opportunity here.
All right. Set me up.
Until next time. It is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list. Teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.